Market Center.
What is going on, LFA TV family, based Americans? Great to see every single one of you guys here on the broadcast, only exclusively on LFA TV. We are live, locked, loaded, ready to go. You are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. If you are watching for the very first time, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Smash that like button. Hit that bell notification so you get notified anytime the channel goes live. And please, please copy the links and share this broadcast absolutely everywhere you possibly can. With that said, LFA TV is 100% independent, supported by the people, we the people, that is you, the based American people. Just go to lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time, reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Support LFA TV into the future. And by the way, while you're there, check out the official LFA TV store. Check out all the products, accessories, stickers, mugs, hats, clothing, sweatpants, such as long sleeves. We even got handbags and blankets. The list goes on. LFATV.us. The link is in the description below. That's LFATV.us. The link is in the description below. Support your favorite independent media network now and into the future. While you're at it, make sure to be following me on my Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Catch Drew Hernandez live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on X, x.com/DrewHLive. Follow LFA TV, x.com/LFATVUS. All right. Great to see every single one of you guys here on the broadcast. All of our based Americans pulling up in the chat. We got Lucy Be Gone in the chat. We've got Bobby Driver, Sherry Welch, Marissa DNC, Sherry Hope 55, So Salty 6, Rico 6, Easy Pass in the chat. I don't think so. 79, Katusha, locked and loaded, ready to go in the chat. Great to see you all. I'm your host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching Based America. We got a lot of intel to go over here today on the broadcast. President Trump making a massive progression in ending the war in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia. That has been amplified and instigated by NATO for over a decade now. And a big topic of the conversation yesterday when it came to the negotiations with European leaders in the White House, including Zelensky, obviously President Trump, even towards the end of their meeting, he cut it short and went into the Oval Office and literally got Putin on the phone. And has successfully reached a meeting. The next meeting will take place between Zelensky and Putin together without Trump. That's what it's looking like as of right now. President Trump confirmed this last night and reiterated this this morning on Fox News. that the next meeting will take place between the two. And then after that, the trilateral meeting will be happening after that. And we've seen preliminary reports before yesterday, before the historic meeting with President Trump in the White House with European leaders and Zelensky, that President Trump wanted this meeting between Putin and Zelensky, hopefully by this Friday. And we've seen other various reports that, and Trump has made comments that he is, he's looking to wrap this thing up in the next 2 weeks. So we definitely can see this happening in the next 2 weeks. President Trump securing a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia will be a huge diplomatic achievement for the Trump administration. Obviously, President Trump, I think he's up to 6 to 7 wars stopped in his political career so far, which is impressive, which is what we voted for, by the way. And part of the big concern yesterday, and I totally, you know, we talked about this in length as well, is the media. And there were comments made by Zelensky and Trump himself when it came to what do the security guarantees look like on the American side of things, right? And a lot of people were concerned because Zelensky was asked directly in the Oval Office, are you expecting American troops as part of a security guarantee and deal? And he said that was amongst other things. And he said all of it. He wants all of it. And a lot of Americans yesterday saw that and were justifiably pissed. And President Trump was asked as well if this will be a part of the deal, a further military escalation in Ukraine, in Europe, already heightened more than what it already is, which means we pay more. And obviously the concern amongst a lot of Americans was, well, great. Obviously, we believe there will be peace under Trump for the next 3.5 years. But what happens? And this was discussed. President Trump confirmed this today I think it was Fox and Friends. He confirmed that President Trump discussed with European leaders what happens when I'm gone. Right? What does this look like? And that's a genuine concern, a big concern. And if you have a heightened military presence in Europe, in Ukraine, what happens when they do this all over again? They blow up a pipeline again, or there's a false flag, and NATO is continually staging outside of Russia's borders alongside of U.S. troops with a further escalation in the future. What happens if this thing happens all over again, just with a heightened U.S. military presence? That's a big concern. However, and Trump was asked about this, and he was asked, is that a part of this deal? And President Trump responded, did not say no, did not say yes. President Trump simply responded to the media yesterday stating, well, it will be discussed. And at the conclusion of the meeting yesterday, President Trump did confirm that there will be, via Truth Social, there will be American involvement when it comes to security guarantees. But he also reiterated that European leaders, European countries will carry the majority of the load when it comes to security guarantees for Ukraine. But there will be American involvement. Now, that can come in various different forms. That can come via air support, various different military escalations that can take place. However, we do now have Caroline Leavitt address this today. And she stated on behalf of the president and the Trump administration's diplomatic stance on this subject, U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, and we will not be writing blank checks to Ukraine. Great news. Great development. Great development. Let's take a look in case you missed it. Here is Caroline Leavitt clarifying this to the American people and the world.
In Anchorage, Alaska last week. Jack, thanks for being here. Why don't you kick us off?
Caroline, thanks so much. So a couple of questions regarding the status of these peace talks. Obviously, we saw the president and President Putin there in Anchorage. We saw the world leaders here yesterday with this summit. We've heard phrases like coalition of the willing. We've also heard Article 5-like guarantees. When it comes to the security guarantees, what is the current status of that? I know the president earlier today mentioned boots on the ground would be UK, France, Germany possibly, but unequivocally said no U.S. troops on the ground, but U.S. coordination. Can you elaborate on that, and what would the red lines be?
Sure. Well, you got to the heart of what I was going to say to all of you today on security guarantees, which is the president has definitively stated U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, but we can certainly help in the coordination and perhaps provide other means of security guarantees to our European allies. The president understands security guarantees are crucially important to ensure a lasting peace, and he has directed his national security team to coordinate with our friends in Europe and also to continue to cooperate and discuss these matters with Ukraine and Russia as well.
Caroline, now have the Russians responded at all? I know we spoke with President Putin last night. What has been their response? Because we've heard some reports from the Kremlin and others saying they're unequivocally against NATO troops on the ground.
Well, look, the president continues to have these conversations with both leaders. Those conversations took place in Anchorage, Alaska, again yesterday with the Europeans and President Zelensky, and he has directed his team to come up with a framework for these security guarantees that can be acceptable to help ensure a lasting peace and end this war.
And then just last question real quick on this. Regarding some of the funding, we're hearing questions about another round of weapon sales or possibly a round of U.S. purchases of Ukrainian drones. Will that money be funded by the U.S. taxpayers? Are we finally going to see an end to the U.S. taxpayer-funded, seemingly endless mandate for these foreign wars?
Well, the president is very sensitive to the needs of the American taxpayer. And immediately upon entering office back in January, he made it very clear that we're not going to continue writing blank checks to fund a war very far away, which is why he came up with a very creative solution to have NATO purchase American weaponry, because it is the best in the world, and then to back fill the needs of the Ukrainian army and the Ukrainian people and their military. So that's the solution the president has came up with. We'll continue to see that forward. As for any additional sales, I'll have to defer you to the Department of Defense.
So, good news, good response. Obviously, we do not want boots on the ground, but as she did clarify, there are other forms of American involvement. I mean, there could be Air Force, there could be a lot of different things. And in terms of the sales, obviously President Trump is attempting to leverage America first. That's the foreign policy of the U.S., especially in this situation when it comes to ending a war that we've been paying for, by the way. And that's great to hear from the administration, from the White House. And my second takeaway is hold them accountable to it. Hold them accountable to it. Anything that diverts from what was just stated today, any type of further military escalations, obviously it's good to hear no boots on the ground, but that's not the only way wars are fought, okay? It's, Americans can die in various other ways deployed to Ukraine. And if you just can't see that, I don't know, maybe you're stuck like 150 years ago or something. But anyways, so hold the administration accountable to this, because this was a huge concern for a lot of people. We will see. But also at the same time, great progress being made by the Trump administration to get a deal done to put an end to this damn war. All right, because Americans are tired of it. They're tired of paying for it. And we could actually really use a lot of that money for our own people, for our own country, for our own nation, right? And these are all the wars President Trump ended so far. And there are several. President Donald Trump emphasized his involvement in multiple international conflicts during meetings with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and European leaders at the White House. He criticized media coverage, saying outlets failed to recognize his efforts to broker peace and manage crisis abroad. Armenia and Azerbaijan, Cambodia and Thailand, Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. These are throughout the years, from 2025 all the way up until now. Ethiopia and Egypt, India and Pakistan, Serbia and Kosovo, and just to name a few. And it's looking like the next one on the list will be putting an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine. And obviously praying for peace is obviously the biblical mandate that you see in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 2, around that range, that area, for the Christian and for the church, that we particularly pray for those in leadership, kings, those in positions of authority and power, that we may achieve peace so that we may live in peace, right? And so when it comes to this situation with Ukraine and Russia, again, this is not something that Trump started. This is not something that President Trump got us involved in. However, this is still a massive risk for the world and for America if this continues. Because if you end up in some kind of nuclear exchange, some kind of massive World War III situation, even if America decides to turn away and completely pull out of it, which I am for, because of that threat, and I'm not saying we should go fight the war, I'm just saying Trump is right for engaging and attempting to bring peace between these two countries, if you want to call Ukraine a country, honestly. Obviously, President Trump, it's in the American interest to engage diplomatically to put an end to this thing, because if that does happen, there will be a worldwide negative impact, and it will make Trump's job a little harder economically. You can't have these massive trade deals in Europe if Europe is in the midst of World War III. And that will literally work against President Trump's Agenda 47, Golden Age agenda. And obviously that is why he's engaged, because, you know, President Trump is made himself pretty clear multiple times that he doesn't want to see people dying anymore, getting killed anymore. It's like thousands a day or a week. And obviously when it comes to the children that have gone missing, that are getting killed, Melania Trump wrote a heartfelt letter to Vladimir Putin. The Trump administration is firing on all cylinders. They are firing on all cylinders of peace, negotiations, diplomacy, to engage in putting an end to a war that he did not start. And that's what we voted for. So that's a great thing. So I anticipate, according to the timeline and the reports that we have been seeing, that this thing, if it does go according to plan, it's looking like a peace deal should be reached by probably next Friday, sometime next week. It's looking like we'll have the big trilateral meeting between President Trump, Zelensky, and Putin. But first, they're going to have theirs between each other. And pray for that one. Pray for that one, because that one has to go according to plan. And if it does not, then that's obviously going to leave Trump in a very very unhappy position. I'll tell you that right now, because the more and more you watch this and you observe this, and I fully understand it, fully. Trump seems kind of like fed up with the situation, and he admitted it. And by the way, I was saying this literally during the campaign, that when Trump was coming out saying, "I'll end the Ukraine-Russia war in 24 hours before Inauguration Day, I'll pick up the phone." I was like, "Eh, I don't think so, man. You know, you get it. I think it's going to be a little more complicated than that. You know, I think you're capable of doing it, but this big talk of I'm just going to end the war, I'm going to get Putin on the phone and basically just put him in his place. Nah, I didn't see that happening. Not in 24 hours. Not before he was inaugurated. I honestly did not see that. People didn't like when I would say that, but I don't care, because I just say how I really feel about things. And I get a lot of crap for it, because I'll criticize Trump when I know it's necessary and people don't like it. And then you literally had Trump yesterday. You literally had Trump yesterday admitting that he underestimated how complicated and how difficult it would be to put an end to this thing. He said that multiple times yesterday, and then he said it again this morning on Fox News. I saw the clip. But, you know, whatever, you know, what do I know, you know, what do I know? But yeah, Trump is obviously frustrated. I think he wanted to wrap it up in one phone call, but I just think talking like that, when you got a guy like Putin out there that's listening in, it's going to say, right. And I think that's what's kind of happened. There's got to be a mutual respect in a situation like this. And I'm confident that Trump and Putin have it. But when it comes to Zelensky, obviously, he's just a stooge, right? He's obviously just a stooge. He doesn't make any decisions on his own. And I don't trust NATO. I don't trust the EU. I don't trust any of these European leaders. I don't at all. They think in terms of when Trump is gone. That's why they push their agendas of agenda, you know, 2021, agenda 2020, agenda 2030, agenda 2050. These people think in terms of, well, he'll be gone in 3.5 years and then we'll move back in back according to plan. That's what happened in 2016. Trump was not supposed to be president in 2016. I think a lot of what's happening right when Biden and Kamala got installed, I think a lot of that was supposed to happen starting with President Hillary Clinton. It got put on pause because of 4 years of Trump. That was not supposed to happen. And right when they stole the 2020 election from Trump and they installed the puppets, they were right back on track. That's how these people operate. So you got to think in terms of that when these things are happening on the world stage. And because really think about it. Trump was on a roll for 4 years, 3 years, technically 3 years, right? 3 full years, right? All of 2017, all of 2018, all of 2019. And then they launched a bioweapon and shut down the world and destroyed all of the momentum and the success that Trump made in 2020 and then stole the election, right? And then they got right back on track when they stole it and installed the puppets. 2021, they're right back on track, opening up the border, new wars in Europe, the list goes on, right? And so let that be a reminder to you. Let that be a reminder to you as to how quickly things can literally be flipped over. Trump did phenomenal things for 3 years straight, and they put an end to it in 1 year, stole an election, and quite literally undid, literally via executive orders, literally Joe Biden, the puppet, literally undid all of it like that. And so let that be a reminder. That's why these people think in terms of decades. They don't think in terms of the next midterm election or the next presidential election. These people are thinking in terms of decades, multiple decades. And I think the Western mindset, honestly, if I'm honest with you guys, I honestly believe the Western mindset has been psyoped into thinking in only terms of the next election every 2 years. I think it's a blind spot that has been psychologically engineered in the minds of Americans to keep us kind of in that matrix. Right? Honestly. But anyways, so that's why a lot of people, and I was speaking about this yesterday, that's why a lot of people are like, we only got 3.5 years left of Trump. He's going to establish peace. I think this is a great move, but whatever's done now could be flipped instantaneously. We don't know what's going to happen in 2028. I have no clue. Something horribly can go wrong and you get another stolen election and somehow you get a Gavin Newsom in the White House. We don't know. Do I think that'll happen legitimately? No. Did I think that the election would be stolen from Trump in 2020? Yeah, I did in 2018. And a lot of people in MAGA, they got so mad at me. I would do live streams on Instagram. I was saying Trump is not going to be president in 2020. He's not going to be in the White House. These people are going to steal the election. This administration is not doing enough. It's going to happen. Why is there not enough awareness? Right? And people would get so angry with me. Dude, I lost thousands of followers. You're not MAGA. You're not a Christian. Where's your faith? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a lot of crap for that in like 2018. I was saying the election was going to be rigged 2 years before it happened in MAGA, and MAGA would get mad at me for saying it. And then it happened. Then it literally happened. You know, I'm just like, okay, you know, I tried to, you know, ring that bell. I tried to say iceberg ahead, iceberg ahead. And I got told to just shut up. You're not MAGA. You're not a Christian. You're not really a Trump supporter. How dare you wear a MAGA hat on and say things like, oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. It was bad. It was very bad. And then it literally happened. But anyways, I say that all to say is that comes from not thinking ahead. When you're not thinking ahead and you're not analyzing and thinking in terms of where things go in 10 years, that's what happens to you. Okay? Doesn't mean you're a prophet. Doesn't mean, you know, like, thus says the Lord. I just think that good analysis comes with looking beyond the next 2 years. You know? Looking beyond the next 2 years. How do I feel about J.D. Vance? Palantir. Do your research on Palantir and the origins of Peter Thiel. And you will go down the rabbit hole. I think it's a huge concern. But anyway, that's another thing that I've been, especially on my show, really kind of sounding the alarm. Hey, these connections between Palantir and J.D. Vance, it's something you should really look into. We should bring awareness to it. Especially in this AI revolution where it's dominating everything. Oh, come on, be quiet. It's literally again. It's like 2018 again. Especially on my channel. But that's why I tell people, like, you know, if you can't handle me here on this show, on this network, don't go watch me on my own channel, because you'll lose it. you'll find yourself begging for Ben Shapiro again, you know. But anyways, so I say that all to say is you got to have that mindset that Trump, I believe, can and will do and achieve great things. He's already done it. Concern is, what does it look like when that infrastructure is in place and it's weaponized in the future? We've already seen that happen. Right? We've all already seen that happen. But anyway, so I'm praying for the president. That's what I voted for, is for him to engage in this diplomacy to put an end to this war. But I think it's totally fair to have concerns as to whatever is decided on here. How will that end up 10 years from now? And a lot of young people are thinking this way, by the way. Because, you know, if you're like in your 30s or your 20s, you're going to be around if Jesus doesn't take you home early or call us home. You're going to be around for like the next 50 years. Okay. And so a lot of young people are like, hey, let's. So what does this mean? You know, and 15 years from now for our kids and our future, because the mistakes have been made with neocons and warmongers and war pigs like Lindsey Graham, you know, like we just want to make sure we're not repeating the sins of the father or the past generation. And that makes total sense to me. I mean, that's literally me, you know. it's like, hey, man, you know, no man knows the day or the hour when Christ will return. And if Jesus doesn't take me home early, I'm going to be here for like the next 40 years, 50 years. So, yeah, I would really like to be strategic about the future here. Which I think is responsible. We can't control it, but we are to be good stewards, even of time and resources. Don't ever forget that. All right? Don't let the hyper-charismania render you somehow no longer responsible to steward even time itself in the generation you find yourself in. A lot more on this when we come back. Right after this, don't go anywhere.
Hey everyone, sorry to barge in like this, but I do want to talk to you about this opportunity for 45% off of every day dose coffee. And this isn't just your regular coffee, folks. If you're like me, you love your coffee routine. I've loved my coffee routine since I was probably 16 years old. Unfortunately, as I've gotten older, some of the coffee that I love doesn't love me back and does cause bloating, does cause jitters, can only drink so much a day, and there's really only so much I could do with it. Now, every day dose is known as coffee plus benefits. And what I mean by that, folks, is A, there is an ingredients booklet in there that gives you a ton of different recipes on how to make cold brew coffees of all different kinds, lattes, different hot coffees, and more. But the greatest thing about everyday dose is it is known as coffee plus benefits, meaning that you're going to have 100% Arabica coffee, and you're going to also have lion's mane, chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics that keep your brain focused. No jitters, no heart palpitations, and a ton of different recipes. And you're going to get a frother, a tumbler, a box set with a bunch of different gifts in it, an ingredients booklet for recipes, coffee, and more for only $27, folks. 45% off by going to everydaydose.com/LFATV. That's everydaydose.com/LFATV. Why not expand your experiences with coffee? That's everydaydose.com/LFATV.
All right. And continuing on. And you'll get people say, I'll be long gone. I won't be here. And like some kind of selfish mentality. And then they'll call themselves Christians. I'm like, are you? You don't have a care for the next generation? Like, you don't care at all about the world you leave behind for your kids or your grandkids? I'll be long gone. I don't have to care. Okay. You're a Christian? What did Jesus say? Make disciples of all nations? What do you think discipleship is? It's passing the baton to the next generation. Okay. You know, okay. All right. Anyways, whatever. Okay. I don't know what church you go to, honestly. Is it even a church? Even read the Bible? What kind of mindset is that? You should absolutely care about the next generation, what's left behind, ensuring, especially when it comes to the church and Christianity. Absolutely, absolutely. You see this throughout the Old and the New Testament. An emphasis on teaching godly principles to the next generation as nature continues to take its course. Right? But anyways, continuing on. If you're a real one, you know who you are. If you're a real one, you know who you are. Right? Speaking of the demonic, Karen Bass claims fighting crime in DC is racist. Of course, just another woke black. Of course, just another low IQ woke black. Fighting crime in DC is racist, which is actually kind of funny if you think about it, because you already know why she's probably saying this. You already know why she's probably already saying this, because the majority of the crime being committed in DC is probably black people, brown people, and minorities. And simply holding them accountable is racist. Maybe they should all stop committing crimes and being criminals, huh? What a revolutionary idea, huh? Maybe they should stop committing crimes and being criminals. How about that? Maybe their crime rates amongst their own communities won't be as high. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has a problem with how the Trump administration is handling crime in Washington, D.C. According to Bass, imposing curfews that protect youth and taking a hardline approach to dealing with violence is racist. I'm concerned about the way he is rolling. This is Karen Bass. I'm concerned about the way he is rolling that out in Washington, D.C., Bass said, which is essentially going after young black and brown youth in Washington, D.C., imposing a curfew, saying that if they violate the curfew, the parents could be charged $500. Saying that the kids could be detained and arrested. Well, they're already running around out there committing crimes, beating innocent people, beating each other. What is this, Tijuana? Huh? African ghettos? What is this? Cambodia? What is this? We've tried those policies before, she said. They do not work. And it's my understanding that crime was going down in Washington, D.C. How many times has that been debunked? So what is the purpose of this? Bass has a network in Los Angeles to disrupt federal law enforcement. Isn't it interesting? Right? Oh, they don't like curfews. They're anti-curfews. Trump is doing it in D.C. in an attempt to crack down on crime in the area because it's out of control. We don't like curfews because it's racist. You're going after the black and brown youth. Oh, but if it's a curfew for lockdowns when it comes to COVID, and we're telling you we have to stop the spread, you have to be inside at a certain time because we said so. One curfew is good, but the other one is bad. I know you guys see through this crap. But a lot of these leftist retards that listen to these people don't. Which is sad and retarded. Because it doesn't take a super high IQ to pick up on these retards. Here she is.
I'm very concerned about that. And not only that, I'm concerned about the way he is rolling that out in Washington, D.C., which is essentially going after young black and brown youth in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because they're all committing crimes.
Imposing a curfew, saying that if they violate the curfew, the parents could be charged $500, saying that the kids could be detained and arrested. We've tried those policies before. They do not work. And it's my understanding that crime was going down in Washington, D.C. So what is the purpose of this?
Yeah. All the black and brown youths, they're being targeted by a curfew. There definitely isn't a problem of criminality in deranged black and brown youths in D.C. attacking innocent people that is causing the crime rate to rise and skyrocket. It's already been debunked as to why they've been trying to say that there has been a 30% decrease in crime in just the past year alone. Well, clearly, even the DC police unions are claiming that the numbers have been rigged by the riggers. And they're not properly reporting the severity of the crimes that they're actually dealing with. So maybe these communities should have an emphasis on their young black and brown youths on not being criminals. Maybe they should raise their children to be productive, law-abiding members of society. This is the same BLM crap that is fed and forced down the mouths of not only the American people, but globally. Oh, there's a targeting. There's targeting of black and brown people, of police. It's a targeting. Well, who's committing the majority of the violent crime, huh? Amongst each other, by the way, as well. Oh, and you hold them accountable. That's racist. It's the same woke BLM crap. It's the same woke defund the police crap. The same crap. You hold these people accountable, and you're automatically a racist. No, it's just simply called law and order. Period. Oh, and I did tell you the reason why the police department in DC has been hijacked is because defund the police was not to achieve anarchy. Been saying this for years, and that's why we are where we are. Defund the police was a regime installation. Get rid of all of the actual good cops. Get them to leave early. Isolate them. Have them retire early. And then through all of the DEI initiatives, they never wanted to do away with the police departments. They wanted to take them over. Go to DC today, the majority of these police are just a bunch of black people. And I'd be willing to bet they're probably majority woke. And look where we are. Now we're not getting accurate crime statistics because we're not getting these police officers accurately reporting the severity of the crime that they're actually dealing with on the ground. So you're getting rigged numbers. Riggers, again. Riggers, I call these people. But anyways, it's part of the reason why this whole woke era is dying and dying fast. Because people see through it. And it's just a bunch of crap. Right? It's just a bunch of crap. Far left Boston mayor invokes American Revolution in defiant speech as she dares Attorney General Pam Bondi to follow through on her ultimatum to sanctuary cities. You think these people fear Pam Bondi? Clearly, no. I don't think these people are intimidated by Pam Bondi. I really, would you be? They're out there still calling her out. Still. While the whole world is waiting on Bondi. Waiting on Bondi for several things. You think Bondi is going to go arrest these people? Charge these people? Like I said, you know, I'm waiting. I'll just keep mocking her until maybe that'll move her to finally do something, I suppose. Right? But these people are all out here. They're still mocking her. Calling her bluff. Time to do something, Bondi. One of the most radical mayors in America has given the rhetorical middle finger to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, despite facing severe consequences for harboring illegal aliens while comparing herself to those who fight for American independence. Last week, your favorite Attorney General, Pam Bondi, sent letters to the mayors of several sanctuary cities containing an ultimatum. She demanded that they commit by today to complying with President Trump and his administration's efforts to enforce federal immigration law or face various consequences, including the loss of federal funds. Ugh, you guys ready for some Bondi cringe? Here we go. Pam Bondi added during a, you guessed it, Fox News interview, quote, "You'd better be abiding by our federal policies and with our federal law enforcement, eyebrow, eyebrow, eyebrow. Because if you aren't, eyebrow raised to make me look tougher, we are going to come after you, eyebrow, eyebrow, eyebrow to make me look tougher." Jeez, dude. This lady. Just go get it done, man. How many times do you have to go on Fox News and try and act tough? Don't you think people would respect you more if you just went and executed? Like, if you just went and delivered? Can somebody please tell Pam Bondi, stop going on Fox News. Stop doing this. It's cringe. It's fake. It's gay. You don't come off tough. You come off cringe. Just go deliver and do your damn job. It's that simple, and people will respect you. But all you get from Bondi, typical rhino stuff, right? Strong-worded letters, strong-worded Fox News hits. Strong-worded X posts occasionally. But now, during a speech in front of City Hall today, leftist Boston Mayor Michelle Wu told the Trump administration to get lost and lectured them on the immigration law she was willfully breaking. Do you know why this happens? It's because of your inaction. They get bold. They call your bluff. That's why they're out there. Literally, these people are not afraid of Pam Bondi. Look at this. The U.S. Attorney General asked for a response by today. So here it is. Wu crowed to the crowd. Stop attacking our cities to hide your administration's failures. Unlike the Trump administration, Boston follows the law. And Boston will not back down from who we are and what we stand for. All right, Bondi, your move. Your move, girl. Your move, girl. Here she is, Michelle Wu, calling out Pam Bondi on deadline day.
We're here again today because last week, Boston received a letter from the Attorney General of the United States on official letterhead from the federal government threatening to prosecute city officials and withhold federal funds unless we cooperate with carrying out mass deportations. At a time when this federal administration is already causing so much fear and harm in our communities, these threats are serious and consequential. But our same communities have told me loud and clear that silence in the face of oppression is not an option. The U.S. Attorney General asked for a response by today. So here it is. Here is our response. Stop attacking our cities to hide your administration's failures.
Yeah.
Unlike the Trump administration, Boston follows the law. And Boston will not back down from who we are and what we stand for. We will not back away from our community that has made us the safest major city in the country and a leading example of why cities around the country make this country safer, healthier, and more prosperous for all Americans. To all the federal officials attacking communities that embody diversity, creativity.
Your move, Bondi. Your move.
Activity and moral clarity. We mayors said this in D.C. nearly 6 months ago, and I'll say it again today. You are wrong on the law, and you are wrong on safety. Woo! Most of all, you are wrong on cities. The cities that live in your minds are totally foreign to the residents living in our cities. And we are picking up the pieces of your failures to deliver on your promises. Under the Trump administration, groceries are less affordable. Housing is harder to build.
Where were you the past 4 years? Miss Wong or Wang?
For cancer are farther away, and good news on our economy has been as hard to find as the Epstein list.
Oh my gosh. This is getting embarrassing. It truly is. This is embarrassing, honestly. It's so embarrassing that it's gotten to this point. You got these Democrats just openly defending illegal sanctuary cities, pedophile hubs for the sex trafficking of children. Organ harvesting hubs for humans. And you got these mayors, these woke mayors, just literally calling Pam Bondi out to her face. Do something, Bondi. I'm not saying do something anymore. They're literally calling her out. Oh, man, it's embarrassing. It truly is. It really is. Do something, Bondi. Go arrest these people. Charge these people. I've been saying this for months. I'm telling you, it's so embarrassing, dude. It really is. I'm just being honest with you. If others won't, I will. It's embarrassing sitting here watching that. Do you think Matt Gaetz would have moved on a lot of these people already? You think it would have taken this long? You think you would have gotten a bunch of strongly worded Fox News hits? Friendly warnings? Stern warnings? All I know is that it's time to move, Bonnie. It's been time. These people are literally calling you out publicly now. But this is what happens. This is what happens when you don't do anything. This is what happens when you don't execute or deliver quickly. This is what happens. They get emboldened. These people are criminals. I know they're criminals. I know these people belong in jail. I know. You know. But Bondi would rather go on Fox News and, give them a stern warning. You better stop. Right. Why? Why go on Fox News and give them a stern warning? Why don't you just go and charge them? Enough time has gone on. Enough time. And it's been long enough, guys. It's been long enough. We're going to be a year into this thing, honestly. Okay? We're going to be a year into this thing, and if nothing of that sort has happened, you'll probably still have people out there being like, just be more patient with Bondi, man. Just be more patient, dude. We'll be like 2 days before the 2028 election, and people will still be saying that. I'm all about accountability, man. It's time to go, Bondi. It's time to move. Let's go. It's been time. These woke mayors are literally out there mocking you to your face. They're mocking you to your face, Bondi. How much more time do you need on this subject of illegal sanctuary cities and these rogue woke mayors and governors? How many times does this need to happen? We all know it's illegal what they're doing. What the hell are we waiting for? But anyways, my position's the same. I will mock Pam Bondi relentlessly until she finally does something in the hopes that maybe that will cause her to deliver. Maybe. But. Okay. You know, okay. Let's just get mocked. let's just get mocked. But it's time. It's time, Bondi. Enough's enough. It's time. Time to move. Time to move. Been long enough. It's been long enough. Let's see what you guys have to say in the chat. Reformed 1689 says, did someone say Blondie? Sherry Welch says, it's now or never. Do it, Bondi. Sherry Hope 55 says, time to get her out. Elaney Menes 1 says, please don't be patient. Denise 9904 says, I agree 100% with you, Drew. Mom's Life 64 says, agree. Trust me, I know you guys. I know. We all feel that way, but some people will just be too afraid to say it. I don't care. I'll say it. I've been sick of Bondi from the beginning, dude. I was probably one of the first people to be like, eh, I don't like her. Come on, dude. Come on. Come on, Bondi. Come on. Let's go. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. But we'll see. Waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm here waiting. I'm waiting. Judith Jamp says, get rid of Blondie and put Tulsi in that position. Even though she is not an attorney, she would do a better job. You are not wrong. You are not wrong. And many people feel that way. Mountain Tortuga says, all she seems to care about is being on Fox News. Fake plastic Barbie doll. Oh, man, dude. But hey, you know, we wouldn't be in this position if Bondi just started delivering, you know, months ago. Especially on this one, when it comes to the sanctuary cities and the rogue woke mayors and governors. Come on, dude. Come on. You know, it's been long enough, dude. It's been long enough. Tonight's episode is brought to you by the official LFA TV store. Go to lfatv.us. Leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time, reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Support LFA TV into the future while you are there. Check out the official LFA TV store. Check out all the products, accessories, stickers, mugs, hats, all the clothing, even handbags and blankets. All of those links are in the description below. Support the broadcast. Follow me on my Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll put the link in the chat. Follow me on X, x.com/DrewHLive. Follow LFA TV on X, x.com/LFATVUS. And if you loved what you heard here tonight on the broadcast, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification. Please copy the link and share this broadcast everywhere, but do not go anywhere. Because Joy Vontez is up next, right after this.
Hey guys, what's going on? I got an incredible offer here for you from Pure Health Research. This is going to blow your mind. Look, I know so many people out there, especially as we get older, we want to drop a few pounds. We lose a little energy. We lose a little testosterone. We lose a little, you know, estrogen. We just lose as we get older. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to gain. And this message is just for you. Pure Health Research is on a mission to what? Make America Healthy Again. They are aligned with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s mission, and I'm aligned with that. Their two best-selling health supplements right now that are leading the way is the Liver Health Formula. Over 100 million Americans are sluggish because of a liver that is riddled with fatty deposits. This can kill your metabolism, pile on pounds, make you feel tired, all that. Liver Health Formula will take care of that. It supports your liver health with special nutrients like artichoke extract and milk thistle. This is one of the easiest ways to slim down. Next is the lymph system support. If you struggle with fluid buildup or swelling in your legs, ankles, been there, done that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this one's going to be for you. The natural ingredient in the lymph system formula helps gently flush extra fluids and toxins out of the body. Right now, you can get a limited time offer, 35% off right now. 35% off by going to purehealthresearch.com and using promo code LFA. That's Pure Health Research right now. Use promo code LFA and you'll get 35% off targeted products. I need something for this. I need something for that. They got it. And I want you to check out the reviews online. They are through the roof. Purehealthresearch.com. Promo code LFA.